studio with Dave, Pat, Charlie, Art Lewis in his home studio, which, of course, we are pleased that you're always with us, Art Lewis, but when we have stories like this in particular.
I heard it had to do with food.
It's got to do with food. So we got to have an expert here, someone who knows how to prepare, who's been dealing with food his life, and we know that you don't make any of these common kitchen errors.
Now, hang on, I'll go get my wife.
She's the secret behind it all. I saw this from the online site Love Food. Okay. Sounds good enough to me. Love Food. And was referencing common kitchen errors. I said, okay, well, let's throw these out here and see if our listeners are making these errors or if they're doing things appropriately. And, of course, Art Lewis, we want you to set us straight. First of all, they say a big mistake when people make pancakes. The big mistake is that we stir the batter too much.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
I did not know that. I didn't either.
Leave some lumps. Should be lumpy.
It's exactly. Did you write this? It's exactly what it says.
Really?
A few lumps is what you want. That's what you want. You just should stir until the wet and dry ingredients are just incorporated.
Correct.
I was never incorporating my pancake mix, I must tell you that. I was just mixing
it. The heck out of it, huh?
Well, I wanted to make sure it was all mixed, you know? I didn't want to have lumps. So, note to self, okay, lumps.
Leave lumps.
Okay, see? All right. So far, Lewis passes the test.
All right.
This says, when making hamburgers, take your thumb and make an indentation.
Yep. Depress the middle.
Really? And this way, when you do that, apparently the burger stays flat for you. It doesn't get all
right. Correct. Hmm.
Balled up, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Did not know that. Do I want people putting their thumb in my hamburger before I eat it? Apparently,
put a
glove on. Put a glove on. Okay.
Yeah,
can I use a spoon?
Or wash. Oh, yeah. You could. Sure. Yeah, why not?
Anything that'll make an indentation.
Okay. Again. See, Art Lewis, you should be writing this for these. Boiling water for coffee. It says most coffee beans react best to boiled water that has been allowed to cool for a minute or two. So if you're using coffee beans, you're supposed to boil it and then let it cool before you actually incorporate the coffee beans.
Couldn't tell you. That's why I have a Keurig.
Very good. Have a device to do it for you. Wasn't expecting that. That was nice. If you're scrambling eggs, never add milk to your scrambled eggs.
No. Never.
I think really? I need that one.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't aware of that one, Dave, maybe?
No, I wasn't aware of that one. Of course, I don't do much in the kitchen, ever.
Okay. Well,
can you make a scrambled egg, Dave?
If I had to, yes.
Okay, all right, very good.
without milk.
Without milk, yes.
because adding milk can form rubbery eggs rather than the soft and fluffy ones that you want.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay, so you concur with that one too, Art, okay.
Yes.
All right, good, so far.
Just a little water helps.
Okay. Let's see. I did not know this. Butter. Don't leave it uncovered in the refrigerator because it will absorb the smells in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's why they always have the cover.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I didn't know butter absorbs smells. Mm-hmm. Didn't know my butter had olfactory capabilities. Okay, so never again. Note to self, cover the butter. All right. It says here, if you're making a recipe and you need to add honey or syrup and you're going to use like a spoon, next time dip the spoon in hot water. Because it says the honey or syrup will actually slide off the spoon bed.
Right.
Half of it won't stick on the spoon.
Yeah, that's true.
That seems to make sense.
Okay, it does. Okay, you do that, Art Lewis, in your kitchen?
No, I usually pour the honey straight into the tea and then put a spoon in a hot tea.
I just
there you go.
I simply pour the honey right into my mouth. So that's what I do.
a honey shot.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
So there's an 11th one of these don'ts. Don't pour honey directly into your mouth.
Hey, I love it.
Don't throw away your stale bread. If you sprinkle water all over the loaf and put it in the oven for a few minutes, you can have fresh bread again.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
Okay, okay. This is from Love Food. Okay. If Art's giving me the and, I'm not doing this one.
I just give it to the birds.
That's yes.
There you go. or save it for something else, right?
Yep.
Don't you want to kind of, I don't want to say stale, but older bread for like making stuffing?
Stuffing,
like
yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Okay. Yep.
Crouton, stuffing, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Lots of things to do with it.
Mayonnaise says doesn't have a shelf life as long as it says so on the date. It says because it is not like a non-dairy product, you should not be storing it in your refrigerator for a long time like you would like ketchup or mustard or other condiments and things like that.
All right.
Okay. So I've been always going by the date on it, you know, even if it's been there for 6 months. Apparently not a good thing.
No.
You're not alone.
Yeah, if it's turning green, get rid of it, HR.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Did you say I'm not alone? Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that. Here's one for you, Art. It says here, when it comes to sushi, only lightly dip the shrimp or fish into the soy sauce, not the rice. The wasabi should be added to the top of the fish, not mixed with the soy sauce. What do you say to that, Art Lewis?
Bah, humbug.
Our well-known sushi lover, Art, eh? So
I think that they're getting carried away because the sushi... Of course, let's understand that sushi refers to the rice, not the fish. Sashimi refers to the fish. And when you have a roll or you have a singular piece, they're not separated. You don't separate them. Now, some people turn the fish side down so that it's the only thing that gets the soy sauce. If you want to do that, that's fine, but I've never had a problem with the rice.
Hmm. All right. Next time I have sushi.
Extensive breakdown there.
Or the first time I have sushi. I'll remember that. All right, one more for you here. Yeah, I find this interesting. I never knew this. It says peanut butter. When you're storing peanut butter, you store it with the container upside down. That's so the oils will be mixed within the peanuts every time.
Yeah, particularly if you have natural peanut butter.
Because that separates, doesn't it?
That separates. Yeah. But if you get the homogenized stuff like Jif or one of those,
you're okay.
It.
All right. See, doesn't discern from that. It just says storing peanut butter. But then as I read it, I realized, yeah, because, I usually have some kind of brand where I don't have to worry about that separation. But that'd be interesting if I ever do that. Because I've seen it in the stores. It looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. Store it upside down. Okay.
Why not just mix it?
Now, I have a question for Pat.
Uh-oh.
He likes to put the honey straight in his mouth.
Yeah.
Do you take the can of Dream Whip and shoot it straight in your mouth, too?
Of course. I've been known to do that. Of course. Hershey's chocolate syrup sometimes, too. I do, especially during the spring through the fall, I always buy honey at the local farmer's market, and I have... I don't know. I guess a shot or two of honey.
That's good for you.
You buy the little bear bottle.
Yes,
so it has
that's right. Buy the little bear.
All the secrets come out, folks. If Pat's ever over, hide the honey because you know what he's going to do with it.